This week on Talk on the Rock, we have Margaret Villarma and Sarah Scambler with Wrangell's Public Library. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's great to have both of you here today. And ironically, we were supposed to talk last week and we had some technical issues here. And this week happens to be National Library Week. So happy National Library Week to both of you.
Well, Sage, this isn't National Library Week, though.
Oh, it isn't.
No, that is April 4th through April 10th.
I should have looked more closely at the announcement from the city. It happens to be the week the city is designating National Library Week as later.
Yes.
Well, with that strong start, if anyone wants to call in and ask a question or say hi, that number is 874-2345. And I guess to start out, who was Irene Engel? The name of the public library here in Wrangell is Irene Engel Public Library. So who was she and how did her name come to be on Wrangell's library?
Well, she was the woman who had the first library here. She was a librarian here when the library was first established. So when she retired, that's when they named the library after her.
And so Wrangell's library is a beautiful library. I regret I haven't been able to spend more time there. But how did you both come to be involved with Wrangell's library? Maybe we'll start with Margaret.
Okay, I started in 1989 working with K.J. Bush was the head librarian at the time, and I went to work there working 21 hours a week, and I've been there ever since.
And how about you, Sarah?
I started in December 2015, and I started in the same position Margaret started in. And actually, my mom had this position when I was a little kid in the 80s. So that's kind of fun.
That's really, I mean, libraries are a great place to grow up around. I definitely am very grateful for the amount of time I was able to spend at libraries as a kid.
Yeah.
So how have, I guess this is a question I feel like people get a lot, no matter what part of society they're working in, but how have library operations changed since last March? We just kind of came up on the 1 year anniversary of COVID really throwing everything for a loop. And I'm sure that has really affected library programming. So tell me a bit about that.
Well, we obviously aren't open as many hours as we were before COVID. We have had to do, like, our summer reading program was pretty much done not virtually, but, you know, it wasn't done the way we had done it in the past, where all the kids came in the library and took tests on computers and did all that. So we had to come up with a different idea for last summer, and it seemed to work pretty good for everybody. We do offer curbside service to people. So if they don't feel comfortable coming in the library because you are required to wear a mask, they can just pick up items outside of the library. So that's been those have been the major changes for us anyway.
Our story time is also virtual right now. We switched it to Facebook Live last season and then decided to do Zoom this time around, which is fun because then you get the reaction from the kids and it's a little more back and forth. You can do a little craft with them and we miss having them in here, but that's been kind of fun.
But overall, do you feel like those changes have gone well? They've been well received? I mean, it sounds like you've even had some growth in that story time and being able to have more participation from people instead of just streaming a story time live. So that's positive. Participation is a good thing.
Yeah, it's been, I think people have adapted to it. It will be nice when we can have the kids back in the library and have a story time with them. That way they get to know us, they get to be comfortable being in the library and they're familiar with it. So it will be nice when we can get back to that.
Mm-hmm. This question might not apply as much to COVID times in a library, but I'm wondering what both of your favorite part of working in a library is, whether that's here in Wrangell or if you've worked in other libraries, those libraries as well.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that is really nice about working here. One of my favorite things is when someone comes in and they're like, oh, I'm looking for this book. It's about this and that and that. And you're able to like narrow it down and help them find what they're looking for. That's always fun.
And for me, I think it's just being working with the public. It's always fun to help somebody. People come in and ask research questions and you're able to help them find what they need or get the information that they're looking for. So it's pretty gratifying.
Do you feel like
there's always something different going on too? Like it's definitely not static. The questions you get are all different, and
right.
It's always fun.
Definitely. Do you feel like the position of libraries or working at a library has changed within the time that you've been working at libraries, and how?
Well, definitely for me, it has, because when I started working at the library, we still had card files. Now, so much more is online, automated, digital. So all of that has been changed since I started.
It hasn't changed too much since I started, because it's only been about 5 years. But I know how it was when we had card catalogs and things like that. And it's certainly easier for me, at least, to find things when they're digitized. And, yeah.
And I know that the city has been working a bit with the library to digitize some of the old Sentinels, right?
We are working on that right now. We were able to get a grant through the WCA here in Wrangell. And we're still working on that project. We've been fortunate enough that people have donated money. It's going to be an ongoing project, because right now we only have the newspapers up till 1957, and it's still not available to research yet. It's still at the Library of Congress, and they're still working on a few things there. But hopefully, I don't even want to say exactly when, but hopefully sometime this year that will be up and people will be able to go online and research by people's names or locations. It'll be a lot easier to find stuff.
I mean, timelines definitely are hard. If this year has taught us anything, it's definitely that things can happen very quickly or be really pushed back by totally random events that we would have never seen coming.
Right.
But sorry, were you going to say something? I guess
nope.
Not. Sorry, sometimes communicating over Zoom can be a bit difficult. That's another thing I guess we've probably learned throughout the last year. But what I was going to say is that I've always loved libraries, and it definitely, like, digitization and just the even deeper width, breadth of information and resources that's available through libraries, through the internet, is really cool. I always enjoyed in college and college libraries, of course, are going to be a little bit larger than Wrangell's library, but the online resources just only makes it more of a wonderful resource, and that excites me. Speaking of that, I guess, are their projects specifically at the Wrangell Library, or things about libraries, or the way that libraries are using the internet or physical resources that are exciting to you about the future of libraries? Or is there pessimism?
Well, I think right now for me would be our newspaper project that we have going on. That's pretty exciting for us. It's something we've been working on for a couple of years. So when that is up and running, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's if you go back and read some of the ones, I've been looking a little bit at the really early ones from like 1898. There's a few issues from that year, and they're like society parts of it are pretty funny. They mention like so-and-so was here from Petersburg 2 days this week, and so-and-so is going down to Seattle on this boat on this date. Like everything that everybody did, it was like the Facebook of the time. It's really funny.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I need to look back through some of those copies myself. I enjoy.
Yeah, it'll be really fun when that's accessible to everybody in the community. We're really excited about that.
Totally. That makes sense. So in terms of library operations specifically here in Wrangell, is there a timeline for when things might be a little more normal, when the story time might be in person, or when the library is back to, I mean, not necessarily that curbside service would entirely go away, but is there a timeline for things being more the way they used to be?
Not at this time. I don't, until we get the okay to go ahead and the community feels comfortable opening back up, I don't think we have a timeline.
It all depends on the COVID situation in the community.
That definitely makes sense.
I would like to put a little plug in for our STEM kits that we have available at the library. The Friends of the Library paid for these, and Sarah worked really hard on putting them all together. And people can come in and check them out and take them home and do projects with their kids with them. And we have 10 of them. So if you haven't checked them out, feel free to do so.
So there's info on our website about them, and there's robots and medical stuff and all sorts of really cool like money games and different things like that. They're really hands-on, and there's books about each thing. And yeah, they're fun.
And those are called STEM kits?
Yeah.
That stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
I don't know if I ever had a STEM kit as a kid, but I definitely had a few. I was a big ancient history, one of those kids who, you know, loved ancient Egypt and loved ancient Greece. And we had these, I don't even know what they would be called, but these books that had, you could make your own papyrus. And then there was also a bunch of information about ancient Egypt. Sounds like a science focused version of that.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So what is coming up on the library calendar then?
Well, we have our summer reading program that will start June 1st. That's coming up. We're just gearing up for that right now. We're sending out letters asking for donations. We also have for National Library Week, which is the 4th through the 10th, on April 6th, the Friends of the Library are sponsoring a drive-through hot dog stand. And we're gonna have homemade red velvet cheesecake cupcakes made by KJ Bush. So that'll go along with your hot dog. So we're hoping people will come by and have a little lunch.
And that's April 6th, which is in the middle of Library Week, which is exactly. Not this week.
Yeah, it's not this week.
Oh, I should do closer readings. This is what libraries are for.
That's okay. It's all good.
And anything else that y'all would want to say about working at Wrangell's Library or the relationship of Wrangell's Library to the community?
We get a lot of support from the community, especially when it comes to our summer reading program. All of those prizes come from community members and businesses and the Friends of the Library. So we just really appreciate all that support.
Anything to add, Margaret?
No, I agree with Sarah 100%. We get a lot of support from this community, and everybody has been wonderful with going along with everything we've asked them to do with COVID, you know, with our hours changing, with asking them to wear a mask and sanitize. Everybody has been wonderful.
That's great to hear. I think it's always a good sign when a community can rally around such a wonderful place as a library, you know, non-polarizing information, books. I'm glad that Wrangell supports the library here.
So are we.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining me on Talk on the Rock this Tuesday, both of you.
Well, thank you for having us, Sage.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock with Wrangell librarians Margaret Villarma and Sarah Scambler. You can find old episodes of Talk on the Rock at kstk.org. Wrangell's Public Library is open 12 to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, with curbside service from 9 to 5 on Mondays and Tuesdays. Reach the library at 874-3535. Thanks for listening.